Well, today's episode is on the most common mistakes to avoid when filing ESI returns. So let's start. In this article, we have mentioned some key mistakes to avoid when dealing with the ESI returns filing process and maintaining compliance with regulations. A key part of following the rules for businesses with a certain number of employees is filing their employee state insurance, ESI, returns. This process is important to ensure that both the employees and the business are protected and compliant with regulations. The person who is not able to coordinate or makes errors in submitting could result in consequences and legal consequences. The company's common mistakes discussed in this article are made at the time of ESI return filing and the way to stay away from them to ensure simpler and blunders-free submissions. ESI filing deadlines missed. What is the method to prevent the same error? Details of employees are incorrect or incomplete. How to rectify mistakes. Incorrect calculation of employee contributions. How to solve this mistake. Employee salary details are not updated. What is the method to avert this error? Error in filing ESI contributions payment. Error preventing technique. Wrong uploading of ESI return files. Error avoidance technique. Absence of proper documentation. Mistake preventing strategy. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://blog.sagingfortech.com/commonmistakesavoidfilingesireturns. Thanks for listening.